Welcome to the E-Commerce Lab by eComsy. This is the place for everything related to Amazon private label and e-commerce. Learn exactly what you need to start or scale your business. Get insights from the top industry experts who will discuss the latest trends and best practices in the world of Amazon. From choosing products and sourcing from a supplier to setting up your Amazon account and marketing your business, you will hear it here. Let's get started. Here is your host, Vincenzo Toscano.
Hello, guys. Welcome to another episode of the E-Commerce Lab by eComsy, the place of AI related to Amazon FBA, private label, and e-commerce. My name is Vincenzo Toscano, founder and CEO of eComsy. And today we bring another special guest. His name is Dylan Lam, who is actually for second time now on the show. I'm very excited to have him again. He's the founder and CEO of OmniRank, where they specialize on everything that has to do with Amazon PPC and getting people started on Amazon. And the reason why I wanted to bring Dylan today is we're actually, before going live, having the conversation about, you know, the importance of external traffic and how this can add a ton of value if you do it properly to help you scale the brand forward. So that's going to be everything in terms of today's episode. And we're going to touch like the strategies, what are the things that you should be doing, the things that you shouldn't be doing, and how you can effectively implement it. So Dylan, pleasure to have you on the show again. How are you doing, my friend?
I am good. Thanks for having me again, Vincenzo. It's always nice to look at that mic that you have there, like hanging a mic, you know, with a white background. Amazing.
Thank you. Appreciate that. So yeah, thank you so much for coming. For those that might not know you, if you want, just give us a quick intro about yourself and then we go from there and get started. Yeah?
Sure. Hey guys, my name is Dylan Lam. You can refer me as Digital Dylan, so all things digital. So nice. We are OmniRank, guessing we help people get started on e-commerce, and also we help people scale past seven figures in 6 months. So we deploy different strategy to make sure that your product can go viral, can create a content game, but not just focusing on investment on PPC. So our agency is started as a PPC agency, and then we integrate external traffic to make sure that your brand is able to scale past six figures and then seven figures along the way, and then you're building community as well.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Dylan. So definitely, you know, you have experience about what we're going to be touching today in terms of topic, which is external traffic. This is something that's becoming a big conversation, especially because, you know, things within Amazon itself are getting competitive and only relying on PPC is getting tougher. So external traffic is something I'm seeing from some of the biggest players in the space really becoming a big part of the equation when it comes to find success, right? So tell us a little bit about what you are seeing in the space when it comes to external traffic. Like, what are some of the trends? What are some of the things that are working? So the things that are not working? Let's kickstart the conversation, yeah?
Yeah. So e-commerce has been like more than almost 10 years already since when I started. I think it was like back in 2013 that e-commerce kicked off, right? It's been 10 years already, landscape has been changing, rule has been changing, and the way that we deal with business is always changing. There's always dropshipping model, there's always Amazon FBA, or there's always like retail arbitrage, right? And as the technological emerge, as the tools comes in, like back in the days, there's no cost for me to start e-com. I just go step in and then just network with people and then there you go. You just explore along the way, and now you have a lot of resources like Helium 10 Freedom Ticket and different courses from different people, from Brandon Young or different people that doing PPC from Elias Mina, right? So everyone have the same information, right? And therefore, like the only changes nowadays is like more of in AI and on the fundamental, right? If everyone know the same way on how to do research, where to find the manufacturer or how to run ad and keyword on doing SEO, organic traffic, or et cetera, right? Everyone knows that. The only way right now to win is to always keep launching product and launch the product in the right way in order to avoid problem in the future, to make it a sustainable business. That's all I can say.
Awesome. Love it. Yeah, as you say, it's something that is definitely a lot of methodologies. And when it comes to external traffic, sometimes it's difficult at the same time to quantify, you know, what is going to give you the best outcome, because depending as well on the type of product and the type of, niche as well, and the country you sell into, like the external traffic strategy is going to completely vary, you know? And I think we can start there. Like, I think defining how you identify what strategy is going to be best is usually the first starting point for most Amazon sellers. So I guess from your experience, for people that ask you, you know, I want to start doing external traffic, but I don't know what kind of external traffic worked the best, like either influencer marketing or either a newsletter or blog releases, or working with YouTubers. Like, what are some of the things you are seeing working the most effectively on your side?
There's always like a fundamental to be start with, and then we will start with the once the fundamental is good enough, and then to be fair, that would set you up with everything, whatever you're gonna test, native ad, Google ad, TikTok ad, TikTok shop, right? It's all gonna be easy. So fundamental wise, I would say before you go into external traffics, I think as an e-commerce seller, I couldn't really like say distinguish between Amazon seller or dropshipping seller, because both of them end up in the same location, right? Mm-hmm. It's all about brand building. And then once you build a brand, you either exit or you continue as in a cash flow business, right? So, and with nowadays information like on Jungle Scout, Helium 10, and then 1688, right? The way that we get information on what dropshipping product you sell, what Amazon product it sells, you want to sell, is all about innovating, right? So innovating is first things. Second thing is, are we able to innovate product to be a augmented product, right? So if you look at the Kotler 5 product rule, we have the expected product, we have the basic product, we have the augmented product, and then we have the potential product, right? So in order for us to go to the highest ranking, which is like the product that can really go viral in the future, it's really all about finding a product that can shows a high quality visual appealing images, right? You can't sell a pen and expect them into to look good, right? Unless you change the product into NASA material, titanium material, and then you come up with different kind of like a feature that makes it amazing to look at when it comes to product shooting, right? And then there is a checklist. Maybe we can discuss a checklist that I normally use, right? So so when we select product, it's all about whether or not if your product can do a video demonstration showcasing the product before and after, right? Mm-hmm. So for example, before and after, right? For example, a nail clipper. I have a nail clipper come across. Mm-hmm. So if we are just selling a commercial product, a mouse, it's really hard to really just go into the business and then do a before and after, right? It's all about finding a great angle to capture the audience. Once we're able to capture the audience, then our external traffic games is going to be so much easier, right? If we are just selling like tissues, towels, right? You won't expect you can capture an external audience because those are not interruptive marketing based. And nowadays, social media commerce is all about interruptive marketing. And the one who can interrupt people and stop scrolling is the one who can always capture the product, the eyeball. And when you have the eyeball, it sells, right? And that's why the checklist is important. So first we find a product that can provide before and after sales, before and after effects. So you can show it in the images. And we also look for product that have multi-functional product design. For example, if we are selling nail clipper, you don't want to just sell a nail clipper. You want to sell a nail clipper with maybe UVC light, so that UVC light, once you finish the nail clipping, you can disinfect the the gem on your nail, right? So that's multifunction, right? If you are selling a product that is just focusing on one generic benefit or feature, right, it's going to be hard for you to do any it's really hard for you to go for to become an interactive marketing video, right? So another one would be whether or not our product can contain emotional triggers, right? So yeah. One of our client example, they were selling this pen that helps. Sorry, they're selling this QR code that comes with a pen and then a packaging. As in like a gift for someone anniversary, right? So in this package, it just looks like they are selling a pen, but in fact they are selling a QR code, because in that QR code, they are allowing people to upload the memory of the whoever it's gonna be that they want to celebrate, either the mom, the dad, or someone lovers, and then they upload all the images and video inside the QR code the website. And then they come with nice packaging. The packaging looks like a chocolate box, right? And then like you have a pen in the middle. The pen is cheap. The pen is just like $5, right?
Yeah. Max. So I guess something I wanna highlight, which and it's very good what you mentioned, so we can start connecting as well. The ideas is like when it comes to external traffic, it's not only about sending the traffic, but making sure you target an audience. Where through your content, you're able to convey a message in terms of how your product is more than a generic product. And that's why you're giving examples in terms of how you can make educational content, showcasing how the product is being used in their daily life, how it's making their life easier, how the product is interacting with their dog. And then you also mentioned there's something interesting as well. It's like it's about also educating, right? It's not only about showing the benefits of the product, by using the product to also, let's say you're selling kitchen products, right? Just to also build on top of what you've been saying. It's like saying, oh, actually, if I'm selling, I don't know, like a spatula as an example, I'm also going to do a content where, yeah, the product is featured, but we're not going to talk about the product. We're going to talk about how you can make the best cake possible using my spatula. And you also educate about a extra piece of content that goes side by side with the community. So it seems like it's not only about pitching. It's about nurturing, creating the awareness aspect. So people understand that you're kind of the authority in the space and they start trusting your brand, right?
Exactly. So start with those products to sell on e-commerce. It's very important. Like we have like 45 point that people can just pick on, and then like maybe out of these 45, and you can, if your product can achieve five of them, right, any five of them, then I would say, hey, you have the right product, and you're ready to go start on external traffic. So if you guys want the list, you can just email, just text me on DM me on LinkedIn. So I will just give you a few more, maybe like whether or not your product can be like a user-generated content item. We have a client that like comes with like we have a PPC client, like they come for us for just PPC. He wanted to start like external traffic, but then they are selling bamboo stick, right? Bamboo stick, bamboo tissue. Like the only way that we can figure out like to come up with an external game for them is only the eco-friendly using the native ad format, right? So here's the thing, if you are able to achieve like at least five different things from the list that we gave you, then you're going to be guaranteed that you can go for Google, which is high intent based external traffic, and go on to Facebook, external, which is more of like interactive based, right? And then native ad, which is more of like news article type based, right? So by that time, you have Google ad, you have also Google ad, Facebook ad, and then also the news article based ad, looking at like more of like affiliate marketing kind of things, right? So by setting up yourself fundamental well enough out of that 45 list that I have there, then you will be able to scale into a way that no matter which way you go or how you want to diversify your basket, or let's say 45% on Shopify and then 65% on or 55% on Amazon, right, then you will be able to achieve that, right? So that's why fundamental is important when it comes to the product choices, right? And so there is so much more, as in like where can they go once they have that five things, then we can always like utilize the email marketing as well, creating viral content, and then maybe going to Kickstarter as well, right? It's all about the right product, right? So to validate them, right, so once you use the leads to come up with the product, working with the manufacturer, then we want to validate the engagement, right, to see whether or not which funnel gave you the highest converting traffic, right? By the time now we are going to be entering into the validation step, right? So initial brainstorm and then validation step. In the validation step, we normally use three different steps. The first step is going to be running an engagement test. Engagement test is easy. We go on to run a poll on Facebook, create a community on Facebook, and then technically you don't create community first until you really get the traffic, get the leads, right? But then you can just request others' community to help you come up with a poll to see whether or not how do they react to the idea that you have there, right? And then if that passes your expectation, like you can see that, oh, a lot of people say that's a great idea, and then I know a lot of people chiming in, or maybe just even though people like just voting without saying anything, then you know that, oh, there is really a big potential here, right? And then you move on to the CPC pass. So you want to just run a quick $500 on Facebook, just create images. You know, nowadays images is easy because we already see, you can see like Midjourney, Leonardo, DALL-E, right? Those can come up with images, and then you can just have them come up with random images. Doesn't have to be a actual product. Doesn't that need to be a 3D product anymore? Right. In the past, we have to 3D product it, print it, and then you shoot it, and then you have to edit it. Right. Right now, the steps is just AI, come up with a product, and then put on a AI software who can change the background of the product to become more realistic, and then bam, then you have a product to test.
Yeah. Right. So and I guess then, this one is and for those listening, this is also a good strategy in case you have multiple ideas in mind that you think could be potential products, but you don't want to make the huge upfront investment in buying inventory without knowing if it's going to sell. So effectively, the methodology you're saying is using AI to create content on the spot without actually having the product, see how social media reacts, and based on the validation, essentially go all in and properly launch the product. Is that correct?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Back in the days, we have to launch maybe... back in the days, in our system, we have like... 80 and then FD. 80 means like a test launch and then full launch, right? So so the test launch part that what we done is like that was back in the giveaway time, like 2005, right? We just get the product in a lower inferior product, and then we just send it to someone else to leave us the reviews, and then we start selling test launch, right? We test it with the product being given away. And then we're trying to manipulate the sales ranking. And then as the day goes, the Amazon algorithm knows that, like, we're trying to manipulate the algorithms. Then we know that, now we need to send consistent signals to Amazon. So nowadays, people test product in constantly investment in Amazon PPC. And then they will send in 1 month worth, 2 months worth of product. And then only realize, oh, crap. It doesn't work out. Visibility is high. It costs 200, and then we wasted all the time talking to manufacturer, wasted all the money, and now I have to dispose the product. And each of the product would only cost us like 0.4. Like Amazon is giving like this outlet cost to us, right? So So that's the old way to do things. The new way, we have to stay agile. If we don't stay agile, we don't stay lean startup. It's gonna be hard, right?
Yeah. So, and I think a good thing as well, which maybe you can validate this idea as well, is that if the product works before launching the product in the first place, the product shows to be promising, and then you properly launch it. On top of that, given that you already spent some time and also money into the project to understand the data, now you know what works, what doesn't work from a QA perspective. And when you actually launch the product from the very from the official point of view, you have all the things in hand that what works and what doesn't work, right? Which is also great.
Exactly. So one of that is exactly one of the beauty that we talk about. We preach, as in, like, if you don't test anything, you just go into Amazon. If you're lucky, you have success, but then you still haven't figured out what's outside of Amazon, right? But then if you test it first before you go to Amazon, you got all the video, you got all the creative, you know what kind of audience is your audience, you know what message you should use because you used to scale, you used to test it on the CPC test, right? You knew which one is the audience. And therefore, you're actually getting a lot of intangible asset that can benefit your company. And even though, like, the tangible one, which is the email one, if you collect all the email before even you launch, right, along the way that they see you from doing the engagement test to CPC test, right, to reservational test, right, you are building an audience itself that you can just go on to create a launch email to tell them, hey, we're ready, we take your feedback, and now you can just buy on Amazon, and they are your loyal follower that who can provide you the first wave of reviews. And also it will reduces your CPC as well, right? So that is just the same as the search and buy, but in a different level. Back in the day, search and buy, you find them, you ask them to go on to search those keywords, go on to page two, buy it, right? Now you don't have to do that. Now you don't even have to incentivize them. Those are the people that was going to be doing the search and buy for you, right? So going back to step two. Sorry, Vincenzo, yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to also bring something to the table when it comes to this strategy. Do you feel when you come up with this strategy of testing products to see which one is going to be practically more engaged in social media to then validate the idea and move forward, do you see this working better with certain type of products than others? Like you mentioned, the product has to be also to some extent social media friendly and be able to properly engage with this kind of methodology. Are there some categories that you say work best with this type of strategy or not?
Yeah. Sorry, are you asking me a question?
Yes, yeah. If you feel that there is some kind of a categories that are more likely to be successful on this kind of methodology.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. I would say nowadays, when it comes to Amazon dropshipping, it's all about categorizing the product, right? So there is product that is recurring product. There is product that is commercial product, which is like generic product. It's generic product,
yeah.
Which is like a napkin. Those are things that you can't really innovate from those kind of like napkin. All you can step on is just a story, or maybe like a eco-friendly story, right? environment-friendly format, right? So, and then there's another type of product that is always changing, which is, I think it takes around like 60% of the product in the market that is always changing. For example, if you look at back in the days, Jungle Scout started talking about Garlic Press, right? Garlic Press changed from just a normal garlic press with a ergonomic garlic press to a silicone ergonomic garlic press to XL format garlic set press, all right? And then we're not talking about bundle here, we talk about feature. So going back to your question, what product is suitable for the product that we're talking about? So you can set yourself success for external traffic, right? So as long as you're not going for what did I say earlier on? The generic one. Okay. If you go for generic one, that I mean, no matter how hard you try, you're gonna be not able to scale past 7 figures because you're gonna be always stick at max 6 figures because of the competition that you're getting in. Because imagine one product, a pen, every single month there's new seller. By the end of the year, you might have 100. By the end of next year, you might have 500. Right. it means that your product is shrinking, your product, you're going to be having a higher CPC each day by day. And therefore, like, always be launching, meaning that you're targeting product that is non-generic, which it can be improved by adding one feature, right? The famous example that I always use is baking tray, right? Baking tray, and the updated one is the modular baking tray. And then even though a small tweak, adding a handle in the modular baking tray, you know, people can, I mean, that by that business model, that is actually favored by a lot of people, and they scale past 6 figures in just 3 months, right? So that's the idea. Yeah. Like, any product can do it as long as
some of them are more likely to succeed than others, essentially. Yeah, but all of them have the potential.
Yeah, exactly. That's awesome. That's why that five in the checklist. If you achieve 5 of them, then you are set yourself. You are setting yourself guaranteed that you won't be losing your ground, and then you can do the file deletion test that we talk about, and then you can scale as a real brand and exit it with a higher multiple.
Awesome. Yeah. Great, Dylan. So I guess to conclude, is there any other tips you would like to share in terms of external traffic pro validation that you think maybe I didn't share that, and you know, I think this is going to be super valuable for people to be aware of before we end this episode?
I think like early on we talked about step two only. Step one is about the engagement test, CPC test.
Yeah.
And step three is about the reservation test, right? So reservation test is more of like depending if you think that you want to run email in the future. Reservation test means that you're really getting people that is interested, that they are really wanting to buy a product. Then you can just say, hey, in the future, this product is going to be $20. Right now, just pay us $1 first, and then we'll give you a coupon in the future, right, when we launch. That way, you're essentially redoing the engagement test again, but you're securing ready buyer for your launch, right? And then most ready buyer is also the email list that you have there that you can do lookalike audience and then remarketing. And in along the journey, when you're creating the lead, Facebook already knows that what converts. And when you toggle on and toggle off and toggle on again for the launch, for the next launch, the third launch, right? Then they know that those are your audience. And finally, it's of course AI, right? We always use AI for trying to come up with the images and also validation on the importing the existing reviews and then improvise upon the existing reviews to come up a better product, right? So coming up a new product have never been easier than before in nowadays in the AI world. And that's all I can say. If you're not utilizing the things that we were talking about today, I mean, if you're still using the old way to launch a product, try to just look at Liam Tan, stamp on your logo and put it on Amazon. You know, you are literally wasting on average 9 months of your lifetime, right?
Awesome.
Because it takes 9 months to literally sell out a product or to figure out how to sell out those unsellable product, right? And then those residues just will leave you unmotivated, and then you will leave e-com game in no sudden. Because you feel like that there's no money to be made.
Awesome. Love it. Yeah, I think you nailed it, Dylan, with that. So I appreciate the breakdown of everything and the sharing your insights. Thank you so much. I'm sure some people is going to want to, you know, reach out and go more in depth with you and discuss this forward. So tell me how people can, you know, find you and continue the chat. Yeah.
If you guys want to find me, you can find you can just type Digital Dylan on LinkedIn, or you can go to, if you want the checklist, you can just go into omerang.com, just go to the resources, then you'll be able to find the checklist.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Dylan. So I appreciate your time and looking forward to having you in the next one. Yeah. Take care.
Thank you. Thanks, then.
Bye-bye. See ya. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the E-Commerce Lab by eComC. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. While you are at it, we would appreciate it if you could leave an honest rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. That will make it easier for others to find out about the show and benefit from it. Want more? Visit our website, at www.ecomsy.com, where you can get your first consultation for free. Or find us on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn at ecomsy.